Report, Hunter's allies distrust White House defense of Biden family business. By Wendell Hasebo on March 24, 2023. Hunter Biden's allies reportedly do not trust the White House to defend Hunter and the family's business associates from the revelations uncovered by the House Oversight Committee. The paranoid White House's public relations strategy, which is led by President Joe Biden's senior advisor Anita Dunn, is geared towards protecting the Biden administration over the Biden family, according to PUC News' Tara Palmieri. The White House's focus is contrary to the interests of Hunter, who is the most well-known Biden family business associate due to his mistake of abandoning his laptop from hell at a repair shop in Delaware. Judging by how they handled the communications and PR effort during and after the documents scandal in the drip 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 of endless cycles, it's no wonder Hunter has no faith in them, a source involved in the Hunter legal defense told PUC in relation to Joe Biden's classified document scandal. Their response was baffling and flat-footed. It makes sense that Hunter would want his own press apparatus when the White House can barely react to their own crisis without pissing off the press and donors and Democratic members of Congress, the source said. Since January, Hunter has hired at least four high-powered lawyers to combat investigations into Hunter and the Biden family business. The team unity did not last long. In March, Hunter's criminal defense lawyer Joshua Levy left after unease and dissent plagued the legal defense team. While Hunter's team scrambles to defend the most infamous Biden associate, it appears one of the tactics deployed by the White House is to try and ignore the House Oversight Committee's release of damning bank records, information Joe Biden has denied but Hunter has confirmed. "Look, I'm just not going to respond to that from here," White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Wednesday. "And I don't even where to begin to even answer that question because, again, it's been lies and lies and inaccuracy for the past couple years." Related, Kinzinger really dangerous for the GOP to go after Hunter Biden with laptop info. A second White House strategy appears to permit the establishment media to run defense, a strategy the media has deployed since Breitbart News' Emma Jo Morris broke the initial laptop from hell story at the New York Post. The Washington Post's article by Philip Bump is the latest example of the approach. Consider his committee's recent coup, the revelation that another member of Biden's family had received payments from a business partner, Rob Walker, who had received money from a Chinese corporate entity. Comer and the Republican majority on the committee produced a four-page memo full of the names of LLCs and dollar signs followed by various numbers and multiple commas. It included lots of intonations about what the committee still hoped to learn. And, unbeknown to a casual observer, a rehash of a lot of previously reported financial information, including from the Washington Post. That Joe Biden's daughter-in-law Hallie Biden had received two payments in 2017 from Walker became the focus of multiple stories by the New York Post, heavily invested in Hunter Biden narratives since October 2020. But there's no explanation for the payments to Hallie Biden. Despite the memo's efforts to suggest that the payments were downstream from the money from China, the memo also fails to address the fact that one of the payments to Hallie Biden preceded that Chinese money transfer. But, of course, a committee aide who was speaking to the New York Post suggested that the money coming before the transfer raised many questions by itself, since the point is raising questions, not answering them. As Breitbart News reported Sunday, the establishment media has constantly defended the Biden family business, calling the findings debunked, phony, and wild. But the tactics opposing the committee's investigation into the Bidens will continue. According to House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, the recent trove of bank records that show Biden family members received $1.3 million from China is just the first of many revelations. "One of the things that all of our whistleblowers have told us," Comer told Just the News, "is that they were all, through these LLCs, paying for things for Joe Biden. So that's very curious, you know. Biden was in on the game," Comer said. "But what we want to know is, did he benefit personally from it? We know his family did. But did he benefit personally, and that's what we're investigating." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.